This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
G'day, it's Dean from the team at Hide and Seek. Now, we know how much you love the show, but it's time for you to tell the boss and the rest of the world how much you love the program. To let the boss know how much you love Hide and Seek, head to joy.org.au and complete our annual listener survey. It'll only take a few minutes of your time and it'll do the world of good for us. To let the rest of the world know, if you're listening via iTunes or via Stitcher, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, and in doing that, it'll help others find out about the program. Thank you very much for your support over the last 7 years, and with your continued support, Hide and Seek will be here for many years to come.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Hide and seek. Good evening and welcome to your show for exploring sex, sexuality. Welcome to Hide and Seek. My name is Dean Beck. Joining me tonight, Tim Little, welcome.
Good evening.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's been a while since we've been on together. It's great.
I know. Andrew's away and the mice will play.
Where the hell is he? Do we know?
I think it was in the Eiffel Tower last time I saw, taking romantic happy snaps.
You
and being
put
all
the
lovey-dovey
GPS global tracker on him. Yep. And that's where it beaconed, flashed.
All you need to do is look at the apps, right?
All you need to do is know where the next party is, I think, somewhere in Europe. He'll be somewhere near that.
Berlin, probably.
That's next. Tonight on the show, we have a winner. I like having winners on the show.
I know.
It's better than having losers on the show.
Certainly. And we had one last week and we've got another one this week. So I'm very happy about that.
We have the 2016 Laird Leatherman joining us tonight. So that'll be very exciting.
He's on the edge of his seat, ready to answer some hard-hitting questions.
All right. And what are they? We'll have to wait and see. It is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Dean Beck and Tim Little with you. We're also joined by a young man who is in the middle of his training here at Joy 94.9. Darby, welcome.
Thank you for having me, boys. Good to see you.
And big things and big expectations regarding your involvement with Joy. So looking forward to seeing what pops up, so to speak.
No pressure.
No pressure. None at all.
No, none at all. Now, speaking of popping up... The 2016 Laird Leatherman. Welcome, Brad.
Evening, Dean, Tim.
It sounds a bit like this is your life just there. Sorry about that.
That was a great intro.
Congratulations.
Thank you. it was a lot of work involved in it.
And tell us what did you have to do?
Well, this was actually my second attempt at Lead Leatherman. I went in a couple of years ago. This time I went in with a little bit of a different attitude and that, and it's very much was more focusing on what I could do for the community.
And the last time, what was the focus?
Well, last time I was...
What can we learn from your learning, I guess?
Last time I was very much aware about what the Lead Leatherman was and where it all stemmed from and from its origins
with
Mal being the very first Lead Leatherman. But I don't think I was as focused on the community as what I went into this time.
Okay.
And from that point of view, I did a lot of background things that I went into it with a clear knowledge of the area that I would like my charity to work to be in. I haven't actually quite focused exactly or pinpoint an exact charity down, but I have been having exciting meetings with different organisations already. But I very much went in with the thought of mental health as being where I want to work.
You've got big shoes to fill because Steve, I think, raised over $12,000, wasn't
it? Yes, I think it was about $12,300 and something.
And that went to Galfer.
That went to Galfer.
Tremendous work that they do. Mm-hmm. So hats off to him. But we will expect at least that from you.
Well, I'll do my best, but we all focus on where we do our work best, and that's what I've got to do this year.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
So have you picked a charity yet, or are you still looking?
As I said, I've chosen an area that I want to work in, which is mental health. I have had a meeting with an organisation today, which was Mental Health Foundation Australia Victoria. I've also got another meeting with another organisation next week, and hopefully within the next week and a bit, I might actually have something a little bit more firm to put down there.
Very good. Pressure.
Very good.
Now, the process itself, it is a process.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see all of it as the public. Tell us about what we don't see, firstly.
Okay, well, as of last year, there's actually a competition before the competition, which is all about the competitors actually knowing what they're going to be in for. So there's a making yourself available on public media, social media, and promoting the events, and also using things like Joy. I've got one or two sneaky promos in on some shows for the events that were coming up.
Do you get points for that?
Yes, you got points for that. It's actually referred to as the House Cup. Last year they went with a Hogwarts theme. This year we went with a Pokemon theme. And,
yeah, right.
And that's not determined by the competitors. That's determined by the people who run it.
Clearly.
Yeah,
right.
Although one would think it'd be one of the competitors who did a Pokemon theme entry this year.
And so that's basically about seeing how you can build a profile prior to getting any sort of acknowledgement, yeah?
A lot of that is. A lot of it's also to make you aware of what you're expected to do you've actually become, if you are successful in winning the title. So you don't just sort of go, oh, yeah, well, this is a piece of whatever I've got in my sash and I'm going to twiddle my thumbs. It's not a twiddling your thumbs position.
Now, we should acknowledge that you weren't the only contestant. Tell us about the others.
Okay, I was one of six contestants. All of the other five contestants were quite worthy of their being there. We all had our own areas that we specialise in and focused on, and I'll leave that up to each of the individuals because what goes on behind the scenes quite often stays behind the scenes.
I'm comfortable with you talking about what you can, but on the night, how competitive is it, or is it more of a, I mean, there's a certain element of camaraderie as well, isn't it?
Okay, well, it actually starts on the Thursday night. We all had individual panel interviews with the judges. And you also have a bit of an information night on the Thursday night before the high shine. And there is a competitiveness between you, but there's also supporting each other. Mm. And it very much is along the lines of a class of, in this case, 2016. And you don't want someone else to look bad, so you actually give them as much support as you can.
And what's it like? You've been part of the community for a while. What is it like being on the other side now and being a representative of the community rather than a punter?
Well, I've actually been a representative of the community in other ways as well.
Right.
For a number of organisations. I've actually been involved in peer support through VAC and the PLC. I've been working in the industry. Once upon a time, I actually worked in one of the leather shops. So I have been on the public side of it in the past. I've been out of it for a while, so now I'm just coming back into a more public view.
So one would say you're quite well equipped for the competition.
Well, you can never be too well equipped.
What was the hardest thing on the night for you personally?
The hardest thing? Oh, that's a difficult question.
Is it the performance side of it, or is it the question side of it? Is it just being there in front of everybody that knows you?
I think part of it is actually just being there on the stage.
Yeah, right.
In front of it. You actually don't see everyone that's there. You see two or three rows deep, but you know there's people out there.
Yeah. It's packed.
And it's packed. And it's also things like this, getting used to using microphones and that, because I haven't actually used a lot of microphones, and just like...
You just yell at people.
Now, of course, Hide and Seek sponsored the program, mm-hmm. and sponsored the Lead Leather Man. You were, of course, the winner. And, Brad, you will start your course doing the radio training at some stage in the near future too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm actually looking forward to that. It's something I've looked at in the past, but not worked timing-wise or whatever, so...
Well, Darby, who has started his, how are you finding it so far?
Oh, it's great so far. Everyone has such different interests.
There's about 12 people in the course, mm-hmm. and everyone's here for a different reason. Yeah.
This must be very interesting for you, Darby, this conversation, given that last year you were a contestant.
Ah.
When I was all of about 12 years old, yes.
Now you're 13?
Now, yes, I've grown up. Puberty. Fantastic.
This is an adult show. More than that, 19?
19, yes.
There you go, right.
Beard and all, it's great.
Just made it. What was your experience doing the Leatherman?
My experience was a bit different because, you know, my group of contestants were very, very competitive with each other. So there was still a lot of support, but everyone knew what we wanted. Like, we all were in it to win. And if we had to trip people up on the way up their stairs, then, you know, that's what happened.
Was it really that bad?
It was.
Yeah, wow.
It was...
Nasty.
Well, I mean, that was just me.
We have had a message come in on 0427 joy 949, and you can do so too, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Thank you very much to, it doesn't actually say, oh, Liam, since Brad is on the radio, I guess it's my job to SMS in words of support. Liam is actually the Melbourne Rubberman winner.
And is currently doing the radio training course he was in last night.
Yes.
Version of that. Message of support. It's the leather community and the rubber community. Is there much crossover?
There is a bit of a crossover. That's actually one of the things I did prior to it. I actually contacted Liam and said, look, I'm not trying to say that I'm winning the competition or I'm not winning the competition, but I actually did say that I wanted to work with him should I be successfully winning and make sure that the two actually work together.
There seems to be a bit of competition because at the end of his message he's written, P.S. rubber rules.
Okay, well, you can interpret that as you wish. We are speaking to the Lead Leatherman for 2016. Brad, more of him and more of us right after this on Joy.
So, why don't we just fight?
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. You're with myself, Tim Little and Dean Beck tonight, and we are joined by the lovely Brad, the Laird Leatherman 2016.
We also have Darby with us, who is currently in training to be one of us. Now, Brad, you have to commit to a certain amount of deliverables if you're the winner of the Laird mm-hmm. Leatherman. Tell us about that. What have you got ahead?
I have got a very busy year ahead of me. I haven't actually been given the specific list of deliverables that I have to deliver, except for the fact that I need to be here tonight. I obviously also will be undertaking the training course with Joy, the Taste of Radio, to obviously...
And a few barbecues, I would imagine.
And a lot of barbecues, I should imagine, over the next 12 months.
You'll be cooking the snags for us.
Yes, I've actually had my first taste of cooking snags at the Laird... last week, and not last week, in the weekend before, I was helping the Down and Dirty crew.
But if you're going to really raise serious funds, you've got to do a lot more than just the odd barbecue, yeah?
Yeah, there'll be a lot more. I've got some plans that are underfoot, but I'm not actually quite going to say what they are just yet because sort of nothing's set in concrete. There's also, there'll be things like the Vice Nights, which Vice is on the second Saturday of the month at the Laird, and there'll be the Cloakroom as well, which is also another little bit of a contributing.
And you were speaking earlier about community and how that was part of your pledge this year. Tell me, what are your plans for the community? What was your ideas there?
As I said to you, I came into this with a strong feeling of not only raising funds but also raising the awareness of the cause that I chose. I looked at the need within our community and I saw mental health as being a need that in the past has been poorly dealt with, and I also thought that over the next 12 months, if we're looking at things like the likelihood of the plebiscite, there's going to be a strong need for it in the next 12 months.
Absolutely.
And so therefore, someone had to step up to the plate and make a difference.
Listeners wondering what that creaking sound is, it's his shirt that's made of leather. And regular listeners of Hide and Seek will recognise Brad as someone who is an outspoken contributor to the program, often texting in during the show. And some of that stuff now with this title, some of those personal thoughts, are you going to censor those or are you going to be as outspoken as you have been previously?
I've always believed that the community radio station needed the community voice, and it's not just Hide and Seek that I contributed to, but I contribute to a lot of the shows.
You do, you do indeed.
So I will continue to add bits and pieces as they go. As far as if I censor myself or not, that's yet to be seen.
That's a very diplomatic answer, but well said.
So there's no media gags put on you or anything like that?
No, no gags at this stage as far as the media is concerned. That may be kept for the bedroom, though.
It is a responsibility, though. And I imagine seeing that you've entered a second time, it's not one that you take lightly.
No, and even the first time around, I actually had been thinking about it for a number of years. There's a number of things that I personally thought that I need to cover in my own mind and that before I actually entered it the first time around. Unfortunately, as I said, the first time around, I wasn't successful. But in hindsight, the 12 months that followed, I had some bad health, and I wouldn't have actually felt personally that I did the role justice. So in hindsight, I'm actually glad that I didn't win.
I imagine you learned a few tricks from doing it once already.
Yes, yeah. But as I said, it wasn't the right timing for me either. So this time around, I've come into where I've got a lot more energy and I'm a lot more focused on what I actually want to do.
And what kind of preparation did you set, at least in your mind's eye, of, hey, if I win this, I'm going to be up for a hell of a lot of work?
I actually had been behind the scenes contacting, as I've already alluded to, a lot of people and going, if I'm successful in this title, I would like to work with you. And I've started making approaches to some of those people and getting more than the in principle support and actually moving that on to, and actually, yes, I've now got the title of Laird Leatherman. Other people I don't want to reveal yet because I haven't actually made that official approach to them, and there are actually some people quite high up in power, which I'm sure everyone in this room knows, but more to that to follow at a later date.
Now, there are, historically, the Laird Leatherman has gone on to represent Australia in competitions. Is that something that you're considering?
I can't consider that at this point in time. I've got too much of a focus of what I need to get done here locally first. Obviously, primarily, I've got to get my charity sorted out, and I've got the local commitment at this point of time. I'm not even thinking that far down the track.
Fair enough.
So when you were competing, I noticed that you had Team Brad going, which was quite a large team, might I add.
There was an entourage?
There was an entourage. How important were they in getting you in place?
Team Brad is really important for your mental psyche, if nothing else. Sure. It's something that I actually had noticed over a number of years. Different competitors have actually done, and some have done it better than others, but I think it does actually give you that mental support that, hey, look, you're not just there on stage by yourself. You actually do have people out there who want to see you succeed, and that helps carry you through on the night.
Certainly would.
Was there a hurdle to get over personally to want to do it a second time? Was there any sort of, do you know what I mean? Was there any sort of, what if I don't get it, you know, the second time? What will people think? Any of that sort of crap? Because, I mean, you know half the people in the audience and it's a full house that night.
Look, I went into it, as I said, with a completely different mindset.
Yeah, right.
I must admit the first time round there was this bit of a disappointment. Oh, I didn't get it, so blah, blah, blah. What am I going to do? Although, first time round, I did think, well, if I don't win it, I'm not going to go into it next year. I had known other people to do that, and I just didn't think it sat comfortably with me. Other people, like Darby, needed a chance to have their go. And so I always said that if I don't win the first time, I probably do it again, but give it a year or two to do it.
Sure.
This time round, I thought, well, I've given it a go before. If I don't get it this time, well, I've been there, done that. We'll just play it as it comes.
And was there a bit of a pop quiz on past contestants as part of your entry?
Not this year. They have done that in the past.
Right.
So I was prepared for it. I'd sort of done my research and I thought, okay, well, Mel Guest was the first one and then we had Peter and Neil and all the rest of it. But it's like, no, it never raised its head this time around.
Oh, Darby, would you do it again?
I'm planning to do it in the future, you know. Okay. I was in the same position. I was like, I wouldn't really be able to do it because I'd want to go to IML, but I can't really fit that in with studying and all that kind of stuff, and I'd be by far the youngest person there.
And do you think, but do you think having done it once, if should you enter it again, you'll be better for it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right. Like, entering last year, I'd only been living in Melbourne for like 5 months, maybe. Wow. I was like brand new to the scene. So I think I've come pretty far in the year since then. So I would definitely be giving it a go again.
There's a fair amount of chutzpah involved with someone who's 18, been here 5 months and entering in the Laird Leatherman contest.
Can I just say about Darby, I first spotted him on a podium and he won a competition of best dressed, to which he won a voucher to purchase his first leather.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Rapid journey.
Rapid journey.
So it's all Tim's fault.
So I've corrupted him, basically.
Dean Beck and Tim Little with you on Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Our special guest tonight is Laird Leatherman 2016 Brad. We've also got Darby from our radio training course here as well. And we're exploring all things on stage in leather.
And tell me the sex. I want to hear about your sex acts.
My sex act
on stage.
My sex act on stage. My sex act on stage was a role play which was twisted around from what people would have expected. I came out and I was urinating in public behind a tree, and an assistant came out dressed as a policeman. So, of course, the thing is that I was going to be the one arrested and worked over, but I actually twisted that around. So my assistant was the one in the handcuffs and strung up, and then I belted him around with his baton and did a few other things with his baton, and strangely some marbles came out from somewhere behind him at the end of it.
Sounds like police brutality in reverse or something.
Yeah. Look, I will assure you that the person involved
was willing
and it was consensual.
Very good.
And was there lots of practice beforehand?
There was some practice. Unfortunately, on the afternoon when we were practicing, we ended up with a prop malfunction and then racing around hours beforehand trying to find a hot glue gun to get the props all back together and ready for the night. But we got there in the end.
Well, any costume failures? Any Janet Jacksons going on?
No, the costumes are actually all held up in one piece, which thankfully, the amount that you spend on leather, you want them to hold up in one piece.
Fair enough. What ahead is for you? What's the next step? And Where do you see yourself, I guess, after your title has been handed on to the next winner?
Look, my last couple of weeks have just been so busy and full that I haven't even got to the point of thinking what's going to happen after my reign. What's ahead is a huge 12 months. There's a lot that I need to cover over. As you mentioned before, Steve left a huge legacy that I've got to try fill his boots on. And it will
But it's more than that, isn't it? It's yeah. one of those things that it really gives you the opportunity to make whatever you wish of it.
Exactly. Really. And that's what I said before. It's like I felt that at this point in time, the community needed someone to stand up and work on the cause that I'm aiming at, hopefully achieving something there. And what happens after that, well, I just have to wait till the end of the 12 months and see.
It's an opportunity to also learn some tremendous life skills. Things like getting up on stage, getting behind a microphone, public speaking, all of those things are, for most people, very, very challenging, and it pushes you, doesn't it?
It does push you, but from that point of view that I've got a lot of those things ticked off on the bucket list already. I was raised in a situation where I was forced to get up in front of public and talk from the age of 8 to 18.
And you probably hated it then, but are thankful now.
It will come in handy over the next 12 months. Yeah. I regularly go on stage. I'm actually part of the low-res choir, so I'm actually quite often on stage in front of groups of people, although it's not me as an individual.
It's very different when it's just you, isn't
but it? But it does actually help prepare you a little bit for it. Sure. And yes, it is very different as an individual. The focus that I've had on me since winning the title, it's been a lot. It has been tremendous in the support that I've had, but it does very much highlight that all of a sudden I'm now some sort of quasi-celebrity in inverted commas, and I wasn't expecting.
Oh, in a way, Brad, I think you had that anyway. But, we might leave that off air, shall we?
That's a different sort of. That was infamous as against famous.
Right, yeah, fair enough.
And what ahead for you seems the most challenging?
I think living up to the expectations of the community and doing the title justice that it deserves.
Well, many of those expectations will be your own.
Yes, many will be my own, but it also the community has come to see that generally the person in the role of Lead Leather Man does actually do a lot to promote things.
Most years they deliver, yes.
As I said, generally. And from that point of view, I'm not going to let them down, hopefully. I don't plan on letting them down. I've actually got a lot planned for the year already.
Brilliant. Well, as you know, we are very, very supportive of the contest and its outcomes. And anything that we can do, we are at your disposal.
Very much appreciated.
Now, Tim, you need to do some talking.
Me?
Yes.
What am I talking about?
Ask away.
I guess for you, what was your most memorable part of the competition?
Most memorable part of the competition? There's so many different parts of the competition that you actually think back on. I think the one that stands out the most is that sort of all of a sudden that shock is like, oh, hell, this is actually me. I've actually now got the next 12 months to actually do this with. You sort of want it, but you don't necessarily expect it. And then all of a sudden it's like, it's there and it's just like...
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's like, okay, now the job starts really is where that point comes from. But it's very much is... and. Also, the amount of support that I've been given from social media, people are saying congratulations and all the rest of it, and the amount of people have come up to me and said, if there's anything that we can do to help you, we're here to support you, etc., etc. It's just been absolutely wonderful. The leather community has brought itself together as it typically does and proved to be a community.
You know, I've got some background stuff from the leather competition in Melbourne, and let's talk about the Facebook group that everyone gets on and talks and sends memes to each other. Were you an active participant, or did you sit back and watch? No, I didn't.
Hang on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. This is the House Cup.
Okay.
So it's actually the group of contestants.
Yep.
And one or two others that are basically awarding points. I was an active participant. I didn't necessarily send memes because I'm not really got into the meme.
You need to get into it. That's half the fun.
So the memes are basically making fun of each other.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was very much active in the pre-competition competition.
In Facebook land, yes.
And the Facebook land. And as I said, I took every opportunity where I saw it to come up. I got a sneaky plug-in for things on Well, Well, Well. And I think something might have come up on a hide-and-seek program where I sort of sent some sort of message in about AWOL and things like that. So I did other ways as well as not just the individual group.
Good, because that's the most fun part is is sitting there on your computer all the time getting like 30,000 notifications.
Have you got any advice for the young whippersnapper who may or may not enter again?
Please.
Look, be yourself. That's important to anyone who wants to enter the competition, is don't go in there trying to be someone else. It's not going to work. People out there can tell that you're putting something that's not you across. So the most advice I can give to anyone is be yourself.
I think what I really loved about watching you in the competition was you really got into the mindset. Like, you camped out at the venue for the whole week, essentially.
Did you book a room?
Yeah.
Well, I was at the Laird for 5 nights straight from the weekend before. Then I was there for 8 nights straight from the Sunday before AWOL officially started through to the Sunday of Tribe. And I actually checked into the Laird on Thursday night. That was partly because of my experience last time, because I actually live on the south side of town. And I got sick of dragging my leathers backwards and forth over the town every day, because you can't really leave all your expensive leathers in the car at the end of the day when you go off to work.
Sounds so like a hell of a commitment to me.
So I decided that I was packing my leathers into a suitcase once and taking them across, and I think I dragged about 60 kilograms up that stairwell. And it's like, oh God, at least I've only got to do this once.
AWOL week is pretty much all the contestants just living at the Laird and annoying Brett and Marcus. That's all it is, really.
Well, you have got someone vouching for the fact that you were dragging your ass from one side of town to the other. Thank you very much for that, Angus. And congratulations to you, Brad, winner of the Laird Leatherman 2016. We look forward to having you here at Joy and going through your radio training and contributing to the good work we do here.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Tim.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it on
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Something for everybody.
It is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. It is time for us to say goodbye, Tim Little.
I know, for another week.
And a big thank you to Darby, who has been contributing to the show tonight. Good luck with the rest of your training course.
Thank you for having me, boys.
Good luck with writing for radio tomorrow night. You've got me. Oh, that'll be fun.
Aren't I lucky?
And
Dean's going to crack the whip.
Oh, sure. Look, it's a bit of fun. It's a great course. In fact, that's how I got to be here myself.
It's very comprehensive.
It is indeed. Till next time. That's it. We'll be back, I guess, in about a week.
Yeah, next week.
And next week we are chatting to the Hivsters, who are going walkabout. We'll find out more when Ruan joins us next week.
I'm intrigued.
You should be. Till then, keep well. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye.
Don't forget, it's time for you to tell our boss that you love Hide and Seek by filling out the Joy Listener Survey at joy.org.au, and tell the world by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.